Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Andy. I grew up north of Baltimore. This is some years ago when I was a teenager. I used to stay in the basement. That was my room. We had a lot of kids in the family, and there wasn't a lot of space. And I used to have sleepovers with my friends. Sometimes I'd stay at their house, sometimes I'd stay at my house. You know, we'd watch movies late at night and hang out, play video games, that kind of thing. Anyways, one night, one friend of mine was over, and we're talking about girls and stuff and yada, yada. And, you know, we ended up falling asleep in my one room, and sometime in the middle of the night, I just was awake, wide awake. You know, I was like, I've been awake for an hour. I was totally conscious of what was going on. And my room is pretty dark. Now, it's being in a basement, there's no windows. I had a strange feeling and impression to look up and to look up at the ceiling. And I did. You know, before this, my hair was stuck on my arms, and I just felt really weird. So I looked up, and I saw this woman. And, you know, as an Irish person would describe it as a banshee. She had flowing black hair. It was almost she was barely lit up, like she had her own light coming from her. It was just enough to make her out, because, again, it's like pitch black room. And she had this flowing black hair with, like, silver streaks in it. Her eyes were just these black holes, and there was no eyes. And she was yelling at me and trying to yell something to me like she wanted to kill me. And she had this white, kind of grayish, torn dress that was flowing again, like it was just fluttering. And I froze in horror. I mean, it was the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I've had quite a few ghost experiences. Not anything recently, but this was, especially as a teenager, I had quite a few. When I actually went to travel to Ireland years later, I did have a few as well. Again, nothing I saw was more friends of mine had seen, and also things I had just kind of experienced and I mentioned to people. That's a whole nother story. But back to this banshee in my house, I literally was locked on her for about 10 seconds before I just put the sheet over my head, and for like an hour I was under the sheet just froze in terror, you know, sweating. My heart was probably through the roof, just shocked to death. Like, this thing is right above me and I'm trapped. So eventually, hours later, I, you know, fell asleep and you know, I woke up and didn't think much of it. But, you know, a couple years later, and this happened when I was 12. A couple years later, though, when I was probably about 13 or 14. Again, I, you know, that's the only place I had to sleep was in that room. Is I got kind of freaked out by that room after that, and I tried to sleep in just the main part of the basement. And I had another friend of mine over, sleepover, same kind of thing. You know, we're just kind of being, you know, kids, being teenagers, yada, yada, yada. Go to bed kind of late. And then a similar experience happened where I was in the other room. I woke up. Again, it's very dark. We did have a few small windows that let a little bit of light in there, but still, it was pretty dark. And I was fully awake, but not as awake as the first time. And I again had this impression to look over in a certain direction. And it was down by the stairs, and it was like from my room was on the left of the stairs, and you could a little bit of a walkway to the right. And I look to the right, right by my room, and I see this woman, the same woman. This time she's just walking. She's walking from the stairs and across that part by my room in the wall, and I just, again, was frozen, freaked out. It wasn't as scary as seeing her, you know, face, and she's young, like, I want to kill you. So, you know, again, I put my head under the covers, freaked out, you know, just tried to forget about it, and that was it. And again, I had to stay in the room for a couple more years until I moved out. But a lot of things happened in that room where I felt like something was, like a hand was going up my shirt, and it was like tickling my back, and just weird stuff in that room, really weird stuff. And so just to prove it wasn't a figment of imagination or I wasn't just seeing things, years later, when I was having a family reunion at the house and my parents still lived there, I was talking to my brother and my sister, and we're talking about ghost stories, and we're talking about the house. And I mentioned that one I'm just telling you right now. And my younger brother, who's 2 years younger than me, when he was 12, he saw that woman in that basement, because he would, you know, have his friends over, and they would sleep in the basement sometimes, hang out, you know, play video games, whatever. Same experience. Saw that same woman, you know, a couple years later. Or actually, right, probably about the same time when I was 14. When he was 12, walking right across that one section. So, obviously, she was probably, she's probably her house down there, whatever, you know, that's where she lived. But we found out the last two that owned the house had moved out unexpectedly. We never knew why, but that basement was just really creepy. I mean, the rest of the house was fine, but that basement just had, especially when I was even younger than that, when we first moved in there, we play hide and seek down there, and I always got the weirdest, you know, willies, and just never liked the place. You know, just always never felt very comfortable. I never slept very well down there. I was always tired going to work, always tired when I came home. Just always felt drained, you know, being in that basement. And it was always very depressing. I always get very depressed if I, you know, was there for any length of period of time, especially when I traveled. I went to Ireland one time when I was just moving out, and I ended up coming back there. And again, I just go into this depression and feel drained, and just not a very, you know, uplifting basement. But I hope you enjoyed that story if you use it, and good luck to you, and maybe you'll hear my Irish story sometimes, and good luck.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.